Hello, welcome to Psychic-ish. My name is Lydia, and this is my podcast where I talk about my psychic experiences now that I've actually accepted the fact that I probably am quite psychic, even though I've been in denial for 20 years. This episode is a follow-on from last episode, so this is part two. We have my beautiful, lovely, funny, jokey boyfriend on just to hear his reactions to some of my most recent experiences. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, give it a listen now and listen to all the others while you're at it because they're probably better than that one. But here we go. I had a friend at work come up to me 2 weeks ago. We only just found out it was like her last 2 weeks at work because she's a ski instructor. So like she's now going and doing lessons and stuff.
Sure.
She told me, I don't know how we got onto the topic, but she told me that she actually experiences psychic stuff and she's been waiting for me to ask her about it because she wondered if I knew that she was psychic. Like, she wondered if I could just realize on some other level that she was psychic.
Was this who you went riding with the other day?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Someone else.
Sure.
I was just kind of saying to her at the time, I was like, I've only known about this for 2 weeks. We could have been talking about this for months, you know? But she said she's really outdoorsy and she'll be in the woods or something, or just like out in the trees out here, and she'll kind of see like animal spirits.
Yo.
I don't really know how that works, but cool. And then
what do you think a squirrel was in a past life?
Probably fucking you. I feel like you were a squirrel in a past life.
Like a raccoon. Well, I mean, what was he doing back in the day? And if he was a raccoon, would it like could he have been a fish? Or like could he have been a person?
Who knows?
Mm.
What would you want to be in your next life?
Raccoon.
Raccoon, no. Your little trash panda. No. Maybe that is your favourite animal, a trash panda.
No, don't call them trash pandas.
Is that bad?
They're much more than trash pandas.
I do love a raccoon.
Yeah.
It's
okay, so she sees animals.
Yeah, she sees animals and she'll also get messages like for the collective.
What's the collective?
So some psychics will get downloads. So like, you know how you see me kind of automatic writing? Have you ever seen me actually, like when you've walked in on me doing a reading and you see me just like scribbling down on paper?
Yeah.
They'll get downloads. Like that's what we call what that is. Like just a download of information for everybody instead of just one specific person. So like I get information just for the one person I'm focused on. They get it for like society or like for the collective or like what shifts are going to happen in the near future.
So it's not specific to any one person.
Mm-mm. It's for the collective.
Okay.
It's quite cool, hey?
It's interesting.
I know. Yeah. Some people like are really, really in tune with it and I find it
so we're amazing. We're talking like global trends, like mm-hmm. fucking mm-hmm. climate change and shit.
Yeah. Or like disasters.
What would you rather be?
My one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think because I feel things going on in the world in such a level that I don't know if I'd actually be able to handle it if I got messages for the collective as well. I don't think I'd be able to separate.
I also feel like there's probably, you probably feel a shitload less control or you know, you can only do what you can do.
Yeah.
Regardless if you know what's coming. And how is any one person going to shift the needle there drastically? So, yeah. I mean.
And I'm a control freak.
Yeah. I just watched the thing with Izzy the other day.
Who?
Israel Adesanya.
Oh, the UFC fighter?
Yeah, when he was talking about, like, you know, all you can do is what you can do.
Yeah.
So just, like, you know, make moves in silence and contribute where you can to the problem. Anyway, well, I guess, like, it probably feels more empowering with your one.
Yeah.
Because you actually, you have a direct tie to the people that you're helping.
Yeah, well, I can feel, I think the thing I like most about doing it is like the connection. You don't find connection like that in any other social situation, especially for an introvert that has social anxiety. So anyway, the skirt work, that's what she experiences, right? But she knows what I experience. She knows that I'm clairvoyant and that I see images of people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Well, yeah, I guess I can.
Okay.
Put two and two together. I didn't know I had a name.
Sorry, I just saw the look on your face and I was like, did you not know that I do that? Anyway, she said that the other night she was going to sleep and as she was falling asleep, she saw me. Like how I see a spirit in her mind's eye, she saw me as a kid. And I was really excitable. And I was saying, oh, I don't want to say her name. So give me a random name.
Kimberly.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say Hayley. No. Hayley Bieber. Where's Kimberly from?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the word association game all over again.
Maybe it's the name of your spirit guide.
No.
Anyway, she said that I was saying, Kimberly, Kimberly, and like really trying to get her attention. And I was like right in her face. And then I was like darting around the room, kind of like Tinkerbell, you know, like darting around the room, which is what spirits do to me. And then I said to her, Spike's here. I think it was the name Spike. And then after that, she saw like a dog. She asked me, she was like, do you have a dog called Spike? I was like, no. She said, did anyone in your family have a dog called Spike? No. I don't know anyone with a dog called Spike.
We're not having a dog called Spike.
I don't want a dog called Spike. Don't worry. It's okay. Chill.
Okay.
But, I said maybe, yeah, like maybe it's a future dog. But like, isn't it weird that she had a clairvoyant experience with me? Like I turned up in like spirit form to someone else?
I suppose so, but really, how can you classify any of these moments as weird? Like, how is anyone, in my eyes, no one scenario is weirder than another. They're all pretty fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're like, isn't this one weird? And I'm like, what, compared to like, seeing girls throwing up, listening to Pitbull? It's all weird.
But yeah, I'm just saying what's going on.
Yeah, weird, sure, yeah.
And then take it to like the next level. I have someone really close to me, but I won't say who they are. But they were trying to chat with their spirit guides one day and they like did this little meditation and they started channeling or like automatic writing where they heard a voice in their head and they just write down whatever the voice in their head was saying.
Mm.
And when that voice comes in, it's like quicker than what you can actually think. So it's like you can kind of feel that distinction of it not being your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The voice she was hearing was my voice.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
As crazy as all this other shit.
But I find that really weird.
I know, but so consider your audience right now. if you're like, you know, you're speaking to listeners out there who might have had similar experience to you.
Yeah.
And they're probably like, man, yeah, fuck, that's crazy. I'm just like, it's all fucking weird. So no one thing is weirder than the other thing.
Okay. I thought that last one was the weirdest. Because like, how does that mean that I'm subconsciously someone else's spirit guide giving them advice?
Anything.
Or are they tuning into my higher self and that higher self is giving them advice? Or are they only thinking that they can like channel with my help? So they're trying to like somehow tune into me to help their situation.
I'm going to be honest, I need a glossary of terms. There was a couple of things that have just gone over my head. But
like channel?
Higher self.
What do you think a higher self is?
Give me that fucking cannabis drink in the fridge, I'll show you.
Weed is legal over here, mum.
She knows that.
She knows.
You know that.
Your higher self is just, if you had to have like your truest, most pure self that kind of like guides you around, helps you make decisions, things like that. Like, I could tune into your higher self.
My higher self is just me.
And that might mean that, like, you are operating at the level of which your higher self would want you to work at.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Humble.
No, well, I make my decisions. I, you know.
Yeah.
Do what I do. I don't think there's anything beyond that.
No.
But again, no point of reference.
I'm kind of disappointed because I thought I was going to shock you.
No, none of this shocks me.
Oh.
It shocked me on that ferry that day.
Yeah.
But like I said, I wholeheartedly believe that these are all your like lived experiences.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
I don't either.
But I believe without a doubt that you are going through all this. And I also get the feeling you're pretty good at it. So shocked me? Nah, doesn't shock me. But again, I haven't heard any scary shit, which is nice.
Yeah, I do. I do shelter you from that.
Yeah, that might shock me. But
do you think you've seen like any kind of shift or change in me throughout knowing me with this stuff?
Shift was your concussion. It wasn't anything else.
Because I used to not be able to fall asleep at night because of it. Like, do you remember how I used to have friends on?
I fell asleep. But again, it's a level of acceptance, and it's. Like back then, I don't think you knew how this was such a part of your identity.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The concussion changed it. Plain and simple. Like, it took that moment for you to realise, like, how important that was is to you as a person. And then that, obviously, the minute you realise that, it just leads to acceptance of it. And then, I mean, you don't need friends to fall asleep because you aren't about to have any issues falling asleep.
Yeah, it took me a while. No, that was only because with my concussion, I had to go through sleep training because I couldn't look at screens. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to, like, go to bed when the sun went down. Remember how I couldn't put lights on like after sunset and things like that? Because I'd have to, like, train my brain to know what time it was. Interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else, but I've forgotten it now. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
It's been nice chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
It's probably like the longest sustained conversation we've had in a long time.
I know. I quite appreciate that though.
Me too.
Yeah. Do you think you'll be back?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see what the people say.
Okay, so it's up to the power of the people.
Up to the power of the people.
Okay, we'll leave it up to them. So now's the part. You haven't heard my ultra. I say.
Ultra.
Outro.
You didn't even, we didn't even have an intro.
I was going to record it by myself.
Okay.
Because yeah, I didn't want to throw you in the deep end and get nervous.
No, I'll let you do that later.
Okay. Am I allowed to say your name in the intro? They already know your name.
No, you said they didn't know my name.
They know your name. They know your name's Daniel.
Oh, well, fucking. Yeah. May as well have given them my middle name. They're already halfway there. Don't give them my middle name.
I won't give them the story of how you got your middle name either. Don't worry, I won't.
So now you're going to have people clown around for the story.
Well, it's kind of psychic-ish related.
Oh, dear.
I won't, don't worry.
Outro time.
Okay. You've been listening to Psychic-ish.
You've been listening to Psychic-ish.
Are we saying this together now? Okay. All right. We're doing that again.
That's what I thought we were doing.
No, but we can.
Okay.
You've been listening to Psychic-ish.
You've been listening to Psychic-ish.
I'll have a question box up on my Instagram tomorrow.
Come on down and ask some questions.
So that's a space where you can ask any questions or share any similar experiences or theories that you have from today's episode. But for now, best of luck getting to sleep tonight.
You say that every time.
I say that every time.
Best of luck getting to sleep tonight.
Do you know why? Like, my mum listens at night and then she has trouble going to sleep because she gets scared.
There's no scary context in this one.
Not in this one, yeah. But I do say it every week. Okay. So I got to continue. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ugh. That is so cute. I was talking to Daniel last night and I was telling him that I was recording today, and he asked if the second part of our last episode was going to come out, and I said, oh, the quality wasn't really good. And he was like, yeah, I was really quiet. And I said, did you listen? But one of his friends from work had sent him a little snippet of it, laughing about him like doing these really loud exhales and struggling a little bit. But I just went through to start recording today, and for some reason I listened back to this little part, and I don't know, it's got me smiling and laughing. I don't know if that's just because he's my boyfriend and I love him, but hey, I didn't want to keep that content from you. And last night he was really excited about his line where he talked about being a squirrel in a past life. I don't want to burst his bubble and tell him that he wasn't talking about him being a squirrel, but he was just philosophizing about what a squirrel could have been in a previous life. Quite a lot of time has passed since I've gotten on the mic. Like, honestly, months. I recorded this ages ago. I've just spent as much time as possible working, doing readings, and being on the mountain snowboarding, because my knee, I wouldn't say it's 100%, but it's definitely healed. And I had a little experience with that whole healing saga that has kind of changed my understanding from that 40-year long dream I had. You know how, oh God, please don't ask me what number episode it is, because honestly, I can't remember what goes in what episode anymore. But in that episode where I talked about how I was 21, I went to sleep. I started dreaming. I was aware that I was dreaming, and the dream just started going on for a really long time, and I was waiting to wake up and I saw a bed in my dream. So I just got into bed and went to sleep thinking that, you know, when I'd wake up, I'd be awake. And it turned out that when I woke up, I was aware that I was still dreaming. And then time passed and I was pregnant and I lived every day, until 40 years passed and I was 60 and I actually ended up waking up. God, it's hard just to summarize that down into like 30 seconds. And I have a lot of people asking on social media if time passed really quickly or if it passed like it does here, and it passed like it did here. So it felt like 40 years. And someone said yesterday, they said, there's no way this happened, no offense, you'd be traumatized. And I don't like to comment back, but I couldn't not, because I took it personally. I know I shouldn't have, but I did. And I said, you know, this happened 9 years ago. I cried for a few weeks. I grieved for years. I'm only just starting to feel comfortable talking about it now. So I was traumatized. Just because you can talk about it doesn't mean that it didn't traumatize you at some point. So in that dream where I ended up being in wherever I was for 40 years, I can't remember if we had any explanations for it, but one of them was lucid dreaming. People were telling me, this sounds like a lucid dream. Did you know you were dreaming? Did you have control when you were dreaming? And I definitely knew I was dreaming, but I wouldn't say that I had control. Just like, it just felt like this lifetime, right? It just was somewhere else entirely. And I'd never lucid dreamed before. So in my mind, that was the explanation, that I was lucid dreaming. Now, if we link back to what I actually wanted to talk about, which is how my knee started recovering, so that I could get back up on the mountain and go snowboarding. I was lying in bed one night and I was at the stage where I hadn't been cleared to go back up on the mountain, and I was falling asleep, and I was aware that I was falling asleep, but I wasn't dreaming. It's not like I started dreaming and was aware of it, but I was just lying in my bed, like the bed I'm sitting on right now, and I was lying on my back, and I don't know, it just feels so unreal now I talk about it. I don't know what came over me, but I just kind of imagined, I was like, what if my, Because you know how there's this belief that your soul kind of walks around as you sleep? Or is that just me that knows that? I don't know. But I was lying there and I just kind of imagined my soul sitting up and like sitting up out of my body. And then all of a sudden, I was on the mountain. I was on Whistler Mountain. I had the whole view in front of me. It was like being at a movie theater. Like everything was there, but it just felt like it was 2D. It didn't feel like it was 3D, but I was up on the mountain and I was snowboarding, and I wasn't just snowboarding. I was carving, which is what I'm trying to learn to do. That it's, you know, not just doing one turn onto your heels and stopping and then one turn onto your toes and stopping, which is what I was doing. And after that stopped, I fell asleep and I woke up the next day and I was just like, okay, that 100% was a lucid dream. I've now had my first lucid dream. I've now purposefully done the same thing since. So for the last wee while I still couldn't snowboard, I would just lie in bed and do the same thing, like sitting up out of my body, and I'd go away and go up on the mountain and snowboard. So even though I wasn't snowboarding, I kind of was, and that was a dream. Like, it was so cool. But it kind of has this darker side to it now, because I don't know what my explanation is for that 40-year-long dream now. I wonder if I'm at a point where I either just have to accept that it's something that I'm never going to quite understand, or if maybe as time passes in the future, I do try and connect back to my son in that life and see if he can kind of give me any more information or shed any more light onto it. But yeah, I just wanted to share that little tidbit. Now, I'm about to go on a little road trip with Dan. We're driving down the Pacific Coast Highway, which is a bucket list item of mine. And on the way, we're stopping through San Francisco and we're seeing Alcatraz. And that in itself is a big thing for me, because that place must be bloody haunted. Like, it just must be. And I get this text from Dan yesterday saying, what did he say? He said, apparently the last tour of the night at Alcatraz is fun because it gets dark and scary. And I just replied saying, do we think that's a good thing? Like, good for you. So I don't know. We haven't actually booked it yet. I don't know if I'm going to be brave enough to go at night. But if we do, we will be back to tell you all about it, and I'll get Dan a microphone because I know he's so quiet in that recording. I'm so sorry. And my laugh is so loud. It's like if I'm laughing, you can't hear what he's saying, and he has amazing things to say. So let's not put baby Daniel in a corner. Let's give him his equal platform. And yes, he did get his sign from his spirit guides. About 5 minutes after we stopped recording that day, I hear him yell my name across the house. I kind of wish he was here to retell the story himself, but he just doesn't have the best memory. So I'm doing it for him. I just hear, "Lid," and I'm like, "What?" And I run to him. I've got a video of it. And he said, "Look at this." And he just passes me his phone. And I just thought, you know, it was going to be another reel that he just wanted me to see that he thought was funny or was some sports thing that I really don't have much interest in. And it's not. He said, "I was just watching this reel. I didn't know what was going to come of it. I didn't know why I was watching it. And look." And the sign that he had asked for to see if he had spirit guides was oranges, right? And he'd given them 18 hours or something to prove it. This is 5 minutes after we stopped recording. He's looking at this reel on his phone and Instagram. And it's one of those, it's not like ASMR, but it's one of those videos where you're just kind of watching it. And I think it's like relaxing, and it's like chopping an object in half or something. And it's chopping all these objects. Down drops 4 oranges. And then the oranges get segmented and things like that. So he does have spirit guides. We all have spirit guides. But I think he's a little bit more of a believer now. If anything, it's almost like it's almost in a space where I'm like, hey, you can believe in me a little less, because I'm just remembering he's injured himself too. Shock, horror. We're just, Canada does not like us. Or maybe we're just too old to be snowboarding and doing all this sport. But he'd hurt his stomach and it was really concerning him. It was a pain like he hadn't felt before and he didn't really know what to do about it. And we were going to sleep last week. And I said to him, I was like, look, do you want me to ask your spirit guides what this pain could be? And he just said, yeah, okay. He thought it was a hernia. Like he thought he'd done something and it was a hernia. But I know from friends, and so does he, that if it's a hernia, there's something that sticks out of the body. So I tuned in before we went to sleep, just for about 2 minutes. And I said to him, I was like, well, they're saying it's a pulled muscle. And he said, from what? And I was like, I don't know, maybe coughing, because we were really sick. We had the flu. And I didn't really think much about it. But the next day, he went to go talk to our landlords about it, because they're just, they're very knowledgeable people. And he said to them, he's like, I think it's a pulled muscle. And I said to him, I was like, whoa, 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 where did this come from? And it was just like, as soon as he heard what the spirit guide said the ailment was, he just took that in full belief. And I had to tell him, I was like, look, like this could be wrong. Just because they said I had a torn meniscus in my knee doesn't mean that they know more than doctors. Like, still go to the hospital. He wanted to go to the hospital. But it was just funny. It's like watching this little shift in him not believing spirit guides are a thing to him letting me kind of tune in to see if they can give some information about whatever's going on in his body before he goes to see a doctor about it. So I don't know if I'm proud. I don't know if I'm scared, because I'm just not used to people close to me believing so much in that kind of stuff. But I think the lesson is, let's always have discernment. And if we ever ask our spirit guides to diagnose us for something, just always back it up with going to the doctor. Anyway, I'm not going to do the outro for you again. I won't. I'll just let the lovely music come along and I'll come and be back in your ears soon after going to Alcatraz, if I survive. And lastly, I'm going to start doing group readings in mid-May. They will be virtual, so they'll be over Zoom. They'll be about 40 minutes and then a brief intermission and another 40 minutes. And availability will be up within around about the next week. I still need to finalize dates, just depending on my own availability. But I'll put all the information as it comes out on Instagram. And I'm actually laughing at myself saying this right now, because it's something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time, but man, have I been procrastinating. Like, I've been quite nervous to take this jump. I'm in a similar space to how I was before I did readings to begin with. So I know it's for the best, but I'm just scared for that change. And I'm laughing right now because by telling you all, it means that I actually have to stand by it. So I can't just be like, oh, now that's not going to happen. I'll put it off for another month. No, that's going to be available. So if you have any questions, pop those in the question box tomorrow too. Okay, bye.